as one justification for the war against Iraq. The Bush administration cited Saddam Hussein's alleged ties to al-Qaeda. The 9/11 Commission found no conclusive evidence of such ties, but now a member of the commission says that new intelligence could establish a direct link between Iraq and the al-Qaeda operatives who planned the September 11th attacks. That would certainly bolster the Bush administration's case, but as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, intelligence officials are skeptical about the new information.
It was John Layman, a Republican member of the 9/11 Commission, who set off the latest flap. He said new intelligence has just surfaced from interrogations in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay and from captured documents.
And some of these documents indicate that there is at least one officer of Saddam's fedayeen, a lieutenant colonel, who was a very prominent member of al-Qaeda.
Layman, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, didn't give any details about the lieutenant colonel, but Pentagon and intelligence officials say the man Layman referred to is Ahmed Hikmat Shakir. Shakir was apparently a fedayeen member. Pentagon officials say that in February, they discovered his name on three separate lists they've obtained of officers in the fedayeen, Saddam's elite paramilitary guard. Here's the controversial part. A man with an almost identical name to Shakir's is believed to have attended an al-Qaeda planning summit in Malaysia in January 2000. Two of the 9/11 hijackers were there. A Pentagon official, who asked that his name not be used, says it's possible there are two men with the same name, but he says, quote, it's a pretty interesting coincidence. A recent Wall Street Journal editorial concurs, calling the Shakir case a striking bit of new evidence and concluding that in the probe into links between Saddam's regime and al-Qaeda, there's no single smoking gun, but there sure is a lot of smoke. However, CIA officials, past and present, disagree that the Iraqi Shakir and the Shakir of the Malaysia talks are the same man.
That speculation is entirely wrong. The intelligence community has looked at that and concluded that these are two very different people.
Vincent Canestraro, a former CIA counterterrorism chief, he says there's one glaringly obvious problem with the Shakir theory.
The irony is it's not even the same name. There are some parts of the name that are similar, but the last name is different. So these are not the same people.
Exactly right, says a current CIA official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The official noted that Ahmed Hikmat Shakir isn't an unusual name in Arabic and said the Fedayeen Shakir and the Malaysia Shakir, quote, just aren't the same guy. The official refused to speculate as to why the 9/11 panel is interested in the Shakir story now when the CIA has already dismissed it. But several former officials say politics are at play. Last week, the 9/11 Commission released a report stating there's no evidence of a collaborative relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda. The White House insists that there is. Patrick Lang, a former head of Middle East intelligence at the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency, says the Bush administration can't afford to lose the debate about Saddam and al-Qaeda.
There were several key arguments for going to war. The WMD argument was one, and there's nothing has showed up at all except a little sarin gas and an old artillery shell. And now if this were to go as well, well, it begins to become quite debatable as to what it is we went to war for.
Julian Crocker, a spokesman for John Layman, says his boss and the rest of the 9/11 Commission are still studying the nature of contacts between Saddam and al-Qaeda and hope to clarify things in their final report next month. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.